been made for cutting the fine arts program is to bring the college back into line in the centrality of the mission of the University of Idaho. Liberal arts and students are the mission of the University of Idaho. And it's our voice. It's our voice and our voice alone that will help effect a change in the decision-making process at the administrative level. This gathering today is hopefully the first in many events and activities that will make the administration aware that they cannot make decisions without our consultation and without our input. And hopefully, one of our goals is to not attack the student body, not even to attack the administration, but to make them aware that we are here and we are concerned. Tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 11 and continuing all through Vandal Friday, the Fine Arts Department will be sponsoring an arts festival here on the lawn and across campus. We encourage you all to attend and celebrate the work of these students, the kind of work that is here at the University of Idaho, and the kind of work that can continue if we keep this program and we keep our voices active. So I encourage all of you to be here again tomorrow and throughout the day for Vandal Friday, supporting those students who need our support. I'd like to open up this forum for anyone else who would like to come up and stand on the fire hydrant here and voice their opinions and thoughts about what's happening. Again, this is not a revolution that we're encouraging, but an evolution.
I'm Nick Geyer. I'm president of the Idaho Federation of Teachers.
Louder, Nick! Use the board!
Oh, yeah, right. This. And also, I'm a retired professor in the philosophy department, but not so retired as you can see. Some of you have these signs. I knew they would come in handy again. I kept them in my garage, and thank you for agreeing to carry them, because I've been working on this Grishkov case since last summer, and it's all connected. I don't know if anyone can see this as not a case of retaliation against a department that stood up for its star professor and took some knots because of it. I'd like to just sort of give you some statistics about this fine department. Can somebody hold this so that I can... this art department is one of the finest that I have known. Very, very productive and very efficient. The first thing we need to know is that all flagship land-grant universities...
No.
Oh. All flagship land-grant universities, and we are called the flagship institution for Idaho, have studio arts as an integral component of the liberal arts. All of our... All of our peer institutions have liberal studio arts as part of their program. Those are the institutions that we compare ourselves to for salaries and all other considerations. The other interesting statistic about those peer institutions is that the studio arts faculty outnumber design arts faculty by 2-1. So the idea that we need to move to design rather than fine arts, I think, is not well founded. That is not the national situation. Not to put design down at all. They work hand and glove. That's why there are so many architecture students and architecture faculty supporting this outrageous move to eliminate studio arts. In terms of productivity and efficiency, this department has the highest credit hours. For spring 2004, this department generated 3,886 credit hours, more than any other department in the fine arts. In terms of efficiency, this department has a student-faculty ratio of 20-1, second among the fine arts. There have been some misleading statistics about graduation rates. This spring, in May 2004, this department will graduate 35 to 37 graduates in studio art design, art education, and the MFA. And Just on a personal note, I've had the privilege of sitting on at least a half a dozen of these MFA committees over the past 10 years. These are some of the finest artists that I have ever met. They are out in the world in Los Angeles, big cities, spreading good art and also the reputation of the University of Idaho. In terms of diversity, and these statistics, by the way, Sarah Nelson, if she's in the crowd, I want to thank her. She's in the foreign language department. She did a study about how diverse this department is in terms of its faculty and its students. In terms of ethnic minority undergraduate enrollment, it has 30% higher ethnic minority enrollment than the other undergraduate programs. In terms of women in the undergraduate program, 19% more women in studio arts than any other undergraduate program. Let's hear it for the women. The chair of the art department, Sally Maclis, is one of the very few female chairs at the University of Idaho. If this goes through, her chair will be eliminated and we will fall even lower in terms of national statistics for women in faculty and administration. In terms of diversity as well, you have a very fine assistant professor, Yvonne Castaneda, whom I've got. One of only four Hispanic professors on tenure track at this university. His position is slated for elimination, along, unfortunately, with Grishkov's position. I know Yvonne has made contributions not only in the art department, but also in the core curriculum. He teaches one of the sections of the Sacred Journey, where we'll lose an instructor in that position as well. According to Sarah Nelson's calculations, this university has lost four Hispanic professors recently to other job markets. And if we lose Yvonne, we are further deteriorating this goal that we have. The university has set a goal for diversity, and this elimination of this department will set us back in terms of reaching that goal. Now, I'd like to speak to a couple of other issues. The college is meeting next week, Monday evening, in an informal meeting, fourth floor of the Commons from 7 until 9:30. It would be nice to have faculty from other colleges and also students for moral support and ideas while we try to figure out how we're going to meet this crisis. We've also called for a special meeting of the college, of class, on Thursday morning. It's the only time that Dean Zeller said that he had available. So we're going to meet him at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning, April Fool's Day, from 8 until 9:30. And we have seven resolutions that we're going to work on this afternoon and fine-tune for us to discuss at that meeting. Finally, I want to say something about funding from the Idaho legislature. We have been given a mandate for a 2% increase in faculty salaries for this coming fiscal year, but there has been no funding for that increase. You will recall that the administration tried to get an increase in student fees to cover that faculty raise. Issues were raised about the illegality of such a move. For too many years at this university, your student fees have been disguised tuition in the state of Idaho. According to the Constitution of the state of Idaho, there cannot be any tuition charged in any state college or university. There ought to be a class action suit. You are being charged tuition in violation of the state constitution. If this had gone through, it would have been a blatant concession that tuition is being charged at the University of Idaho. Now, this afternoon at our union meeting, I'm going to make a proposal. I don't know if it's going to pass, but I feel very, very strongly about this, that we cannot take these cuts vertically, because if it's not studio art, it's going to be some other unfortunate department. I think what we need to do, at least as a faculty, and I hope everyone will agree with this, and for a faculty union leader to be saying this, it indicates that this is really a crisis time. That mandated 2% increase, I think every faculty member should reject. We have gone 2 years without faculty increases, but I don't want any faculty to take a salary increase if it means losing Studio Arts or any other valuable program at the University of Idaho. Now, I know that there's a rumor going around campus that the administration is proposing that that salary increase not come into effect until halfway through this fiscal year. I would recommend that faculty forego the 2% increase for the entire year to save our academic programs. Finally, I like to go to Vandal games, okay? I like to go to Vandal games, so don't misinterpret the next thing that I'm going to say. But back in the 1980s, I went around with a long petition and got the faculty to go on record, and we voted that no appropriated funds from Boise should go to intercollegiate athletics. The program should be self-supporting. We thought we had an agreement, but that's no longer the case. Either that policy's been changed. $2 million of appropriated monies that should go to academics is going to the intercollegiate athletics program. It's a fine program, but when it comes to financial crises, academics is the most important thing that we are dealing with. On this topic, let me just leave you with a statistic that I just learned from a friend this morning on Vision 2020. The college, this College of Letters, Arts, and Social Sciences, which is going to fall off of this thing, needs about $330,000 to survive this coming year. The assistant coaches of football, I'm not talking about the head football coach, their combined salaries is $304,000. If we add 25% of benefits to that, we've got more than enough to cover what we need to do to save this college. Nothing against football, but academics comes first. Thanks you for your attention.
My name is Raul Sanchez. I'm Special Assistant to the President for Diversity and Human Rights. I direct the Office of Diversity and Human Rights. I'm very constrained as to what I can say here today. I don't want to hand anyone an excuse to fire me for insubordination. I think some people would welcome that. However, this gathering here is so much a case of deja vu for me, and I must stand here and speak to you because otherwise I would be an ingrate and a hypocrite. Many of you were out here a year ago. You saved our office. And you were trying to do the same thing with something that you care very much for, as we all do. I think that's why we're here. And it's important. Your participation in university affairs is very important. I think art, artistic expression, cultural expression, are human rights. It's about who we are as people. Can't separate it. The university is in crisis. A lot of different reasons, especially financial. I do believe that there will be significant cuts here at the institution. From what I know, I can't see that there can't be. There will be cuts. So therefore, the question becomes, how will these cuts be made? Who will participate in the conversations? I encourage you to be a part of your institution. I encourage you to use your First Amendment rights to express yourselves as you're doing here today, and to be a part of every process that's important to you. Hang in there.
Fine arts right now is at the heart of what's happening in the latest travesty and what's going on with the UI administration. And if you think it's limited to simply fine arts, you're wrong. These kind of actions will continue to affect the entire student body of the University of Idaho. A group has been formed called Students for UI Solidarity. If you'd like more information about that, please send an email to studentsforuisolidarity@yahoo.com. And those people will make sure that you get more information about what's going on and continued activities to stop the kind of processes that we're seeing here today. Additionally, the City Council announced that they are signing a proposal or a statement tomorrow night in support of the Fine Arts Program and in support of arts in general in Idaho. To show your support for the City Council, which is supporting you, please show up at that meeting to let them know that you appreciate the efforts that they're going to. That meeting will be at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure where, but I think we can find out. And as soon as I do, or if anybody knows, let me know. All of you know people in other departments across this campus. And these kind of cuts, these kind of actions will continue to affect the entire campus. Please bring in friends, acquaintances, people who are not directly related to fine arts into this process, because sooner or later, it will get down to them. Anybody else want to have something to say?
I do.
First girl.
All right. Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight or today. We need to get more people. There's a lot of people here. You need to talk about it. Tell everybody. Talk about it as much as you can to anybody that you see. That includes people in the community. They can get our back. Every department, all faculty members. Remember that most of us are students only here for 4 or 5 years. So talk to the faculty that's been here longer. Learn about what's going on so that we have a clear basis from where we're coming from based on how the university has been acting over the last 10, 15 years and not just what has happened recently. Those are important things. Thanks.
Regarding the festival tomorrow, everybody is invited to come and have fun. And if you love art, come love it and show everyone that you love it. But we also need people to be making art. That is, if you want to do a monologue, if you want to sing a song, if you want to bring your easel out on the admin lawn, that's what you should do. Or anywhere across campus. My little sister's going to be here for Vandal Friday. And I want her to see that people actively make art and actively appreciate it. So please come and please, please bring your tambourine or anything. Make a little noise.
City Council meeting is at the old post office building downtown in the council chambers. So that's where you need to be.
Tomorrow at 7.
Boy, I'm not sure that I can do this. That's a challenge. All right. I'm Lynn Hagenson. I teach printmaking. My class is meeting here, which I think is fair enough since printmaking has a very long history of being involved with social concerns. But the issue that I want to speak about is our relationship to other departments in class. When I saw that our facility where I teach was going to be assigned to anthropology, you know, I was worried. And I thought, what's going on? It was said that it would save the university $53,000 because they've got a lab off campus. Well, I went to see that lab. I walked in and I was instantly fascinated by it. It's a wonderful lab with tons of interesting artifacts. And I have nothing against the anthropologists. I think they're doing really interesting work. I only am concerned that my program survive. And I think that the anthropologists should support the artists. it's our administration which would like to pit us against each other. We need to stand together.
Hey, I'm a little bit too big to stand up here safely, but I'd just like to say, like many of you, I chose the University of Idaho. I wanted to go here because it was the best school that I thought. I went over to WSU, I went down to BSU. I love this school, I love this campus. I love going here. I want it to be worth something when I graduate to say, hey, I went to the University of Idaho. Tell them you should cry. And to those of you who are not here for art or in the new CHIPS, sorry for language, because it doesn't fit in, who are engineers, communication majors, whatever, thank you very much for helping to support us as well. We're doing something very good. Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's great to see everybody out here, but I got one question. What's next? We've got art that's being cut. Who's next? Is it the philosophy department? Anthropology, English. We've got to stand together to make sure none of us die at the U of I. Woo! Fellas, here's the noise. We've got people walking around from business and engineering who don't think this concerns them. It does. What's after Lib Arts? They're going to come sometime. We've got to show everybody that we care about fine arts. And we care about the U of I. Let's hear it!
Any other voices like to be heard right now?
Tell them to write letters.
Yes, absolutely. Write letters to the administration. Write letters to your legislators. Write letters to Governor Kempthorne. Write letters to the State Board of Education. All their emails, all their addresses are available on various websites. It's a simple little Google search. You can find those out. Communicate, communicate, communicate that we will not let these things happen without our consent. Write letters, make phone calls, and continue. Don't write one, write 12. What about them? Yes. I wish I could. I don't know.
Kempthorne gave it all away 3 years ago. Yeah. Kempthorne gave away all the taxes years ago.
$3 million.
There are a lot of reasons, a lot of rationale why cuts are being made. None of them make sense for what the University of Idaho is all about, which is education, process, human growth, and most importantly, students. Again. We'd like to thank you guys for coming out this afternoon. If there's no one else who likes to be heard right now, continue to hang out. Stand here for a while. Be seen. Be present. Talk amongst yourselves. Ask retired Professor Geyer questions. He's a font of information. Get informed, get knowledgeable. I'll find out the answer to that question and send it out in an email. Same thing about the swim team and the golf. But be present, be heard, and hopefully you'll all be back here across campus for the Arts Festival tomorrow. Thank you very much.